VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials warning of possible copycat attacks after former President Donald Trump's attempted assassination at the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
Federal law enforcement officials are warning now of potential retaliatory acts of violence, saying they've seen an uptick of threatening rhetoric online.
That is independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada on Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reporting.
Currently, Biden lags behind Trump nationally and in various swing states, including Nevada. Aiming to win black support, Biden contrasted his policies with his rivals. He mocked the term black jobs that Trump often uses.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Biden repeated calls for Americans to treat each other not as enemies. Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli military is beginning to send draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday, a step which stabilized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, though. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador has told Russia's foreign minister that President Vladimir Putin should release detained Americans, singling out journalist Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Linda Thomas-Greenfield took the opportunity, Moscow's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, presiding a U.N. Security Council meeting to improve multilateralism and democracy Tuesday, to appeal the release of Americans. The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez ends with a guilty verdict on all charges against him, which include accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his powerful position to enrich and protect two men and acting as an agent for the Egyptian government. Aaron Rainin reports from New York City.
All six were of Vietnamese descent, including two Americans. Police believe they may have ingested something that killed them and that they were not the victims of robbery or assault.
Initially, from the scene inspection, there was no fight, no harm done. The property, as far as we can see, has not been ransacked. It is assumed that there was no intention toward the property and no outsiders entered, as determined from the fingerprint investigation. It is possible that it occurred from the inside, possibly a hideout, which indeed originated from the inside.
The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it is monitoring the situation.
At least 72 people, including nine soldiers and a soldier's wife, were killed when armed men attacked a village in western Congo, according to local officials, as violence intensifies between rival communities. Saturday's attack took place in a village around 100 kilometers east of Kinshasa, the capital, because of the insecurity and poor infrastructure in the region. Attacks can take days to be reported. It is in the Kwamath territory where conflict has raged for 2 years between the Tiki and Yaka communities, leading to hundreds of civilian deaths. The attackers were with the Mobondo militia. That's a group presenting itself as defenders of the Yaka people. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.